and this talk is titled "You Too Can Build an Ethereum Mixer." So just a little bit about me. I'm based in Australia, Brisbane, Australia. I'm a software developer. If you want to check out my social links, it's my GitHub and my Twitter. Before we start, I would like to emphasize that this isn't I have two important announcements to make. That one, this is not a technical talk. This is not going to teach you how to build mixers. So if you want to do that, I think workshop B10 would be a better place. And two, my cat has an Instagram, so if you guys could follow it, like at mr.miso.oz, it'd be pretty good, you know? So this talk is mainly about imposter syndrome, and I think we as a tech community should really talk about it and acknowledge it, primarily because it's just so prominent in the tech industry. And if we don't acknowledge it, we can't be the best community we can be. I'd like to share a little story that I've been through, a little roller coaster ride in my life for the past 3 months. And essentially what happened in July was that I quit my job in Brisbane, Australia, and I had a 1 month buffer gap before my next job. I was a bit bored and I decided to browse the Ethereum subreddit. And turns out there was a list of projects that the Ethereum Foundation wanted to happen. One of them was a Ethereum mixer, which I thought was quite interesting. Actually, building an Ethereum mixer isn't that easy. You actually have to go into quite in-depth cryptography, software design patterns, and currently smart contract designs. At one point, I was copying and pasting prime fuel orders into etherscan.com and finding contracts that verified contracts with the same prime number to extract certain pieces of logic that kind of make my smart contract work. Occasionally, you can't even find it on GitHub. You find it on Pasten, but not GitHub, and you find it on verified contracts on Etherscan. So that's how deep I had to dive, and there was no real reference materials. But I got it done anyway. I built the mixer, I got the UI up, I built the MVP, and I launched it on Robson. It was I was quite happy on it, so I made a tweet. I actually had 50 minutes, so I wasn't expecting much traffic, but. Vitalik actually retweeted it and it kind of catapulted my Twitter follower count. It's like, now I actually know how influencer feels like. I have 1,000 followers now, so I'd be like 20x. 20x better than the ICO participated. But, you know. Actually, because of this, I got invited to a workshop, a zero knowledge proof workshop, sponsored by the Ethereum Foundation. And some of the world's best engineers in cryptography and specifying zero knowledge proof and in abstract maths were there. But something, the takeaway of the conference was that the best of the best engineers, who I wasn't even sure if they were speaking English at the time, acknowledged the fact that everyone at the workshop was at different technical levels, and everyone should share their perspective and their opinions regardless of their background or experience in the field. Like, your insight is as valuable as anyone's. So I guess if I had to give a conclusion, a couple takeaways, is that it's okay to not know everything, and different perspectives in the Ethereum community are welcome, and it helps us to kind of be the best version or the best community we can be. I apologize if this isn't as technical as you guys wanted, but you guys got any questions? Those are my social links and my cat's Instagram, which would be really nice if you guys could follow it. So, thanks.